With Haaretz. Now, Apple and the FBI are investigating an online hack that has led to the posting of hundreds of explicit photos of some of Hollywood's, excuse me, most famous female stars. It's not actually the thought of the photos that's making me cough. But anyway, but the leak, it's not just to do with celebrities and paparazzi and what they might or might not have out in the public domain. It could raise questions about the security of data stored on cloud computing, which is a direction, of course, that everybody has been encouraged to go in. But before we talk about that, and I'm joined by the Irish Independent's technology editor, Adrian Weckler, let's talk about this news from Three, of course, that 160 staff are being made redundant following their takeover of O2. Was this a new move that had been anticipated?
Yes, most certainly, absolutely. So Three it bought O2 a couple of months ago for €780 million, and there's some replication in the roles that they use. So O2 has about 950 staff in Ireland. Three has 400 staff. Their offices are quite close to each other. They'll now all move into one office block. And most of the redundancies are happening in a mixture of retail and what they call headquarters staff, and that includes some technical and some engineering staff. They've all been offered between 6 and 8 weeks per year redundancy packages, but absolutely this would have been expected down the line, yeah.
And is this the nature of these high-tech industries, that, you know, that they're going to grow very fast, but there's going to be a lot of churn, a lot of turnover as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what happened here was there were two separate individual mobile phone networks. You don't need necessarily two accountants or two engineers to tend to the same master, the same set of accounts. So that's really what's going on here. I'm not even sure if this will be the last we'll see of this. As you say, companies like this, they're fairly dynamic. New services, they may hire new people. They get rid of some other people.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how long, you were saying before we started, before O2 becomes Three. But anyhow, that's something for another day. Let's talk about the fact that the FBI are on the case in terms of these hacked photographs of celebrities. Questions being asked about how safe is our security on cloud computing?
Yeah, I mean, that really is the question for most people. There are a couple of theories as to how these photos were actually stolen in the first place. I mean, were they actually directly hacked from a company like Dropbox or Apple iCloud or Yahoo or whatever? We don't actually know that. We don't know for sure that they were all... There's a lot of speculation around Apple's iCloud service, which tends to be the service that backs up your photos if you're using an iPhone, for example, to take photos. Apple has said that, or Apple and the FBI mm-hmm. are investigating possibility of stolen photos from their services. There are a couple of other theories. One theory was that there may have been a flaw or a bug in one of the services, possibly Apple's iCloud service, that allowed somebody, hackers who knew what they were doing, to get in there using the right kind of tools. Or even that it may have been just very, very weak login usernames and passwords. And this is an area which most of us are guilty mm-hmm. of. Most of us use the same passwords for multiple services. Many of us use really stupid passwords, like the word password or 123456789. And it's not. There has been a suggestion that this large dump of stolen photos was actually gathered over time and may have been an extended campaign by somebody who was trying to gather all this stuff, possibly by going after weak username and passwords.
And I know you were writing about this today. There are various devices available where people can have, you know, randomly generated secure passwords sent to their phone every time they log on. Now, most of us would tear our hair out with the inconvenience of that. But you're saying, and it can't be said often enough, this is really important. Whatever about the fundamental security of iCloud, passwords are something that we can control.
Yeah, this is one of the problems. So most common services like Twitter or Facebook or Google will give you an elevated security option. Usually it's called something like two-factor authentication. And in other words, instead of just entering your username and your password, you might also, the service will send you a text message with a random number, and you have to input that number as well as your username and your password. The problem is most of us don't sign up for that because it's too much hassle, and convenience ends up trumping security. It's a good idea to sign up to that, however.
All right. Good advice there from Adrian Weckler. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. And we'll be talking about the continuing controversy of the case of Asha King after this break.